listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
Heard it, I'm RJ, live, coast to coast. 200 Fox Sports Radio stations, 6 Eastern, drive time, 3 o'clock here in Vegas. Big, big Wednesday. The aftermath, week 3 of Hard Knocks. Now, I can't lie. In years past, I wasn't quite as excited. But when you're watching the show and thinking, hey, we get to talk about this, it's a lot more fun. Speaking of fun, Steve Fezzik in studio. One of the pros who know, Brad Powers. Brad, college football this weekend. How many games?
Just 2.
So 2?
Two.
Oh, just 2. Last
2.
Week, it was just 0.
There you go. Definitely. It's better than 0.0, RJ.
Sports bettors listen for the money. Sports fans listen to no more than their buddies. My personal promise, we will deliver the Vegas truth to you. You cannot have pros without Joes. Now, keep in mind, well-deserved vacation coming up for Jonas. This is his last show for, what, four days off, right, Jonas?
A little longer than that. Travel days included.
Work days, right?
Oh, well, because I work the weekend, so yeah, about a week. Yeah.
Well, listen, that's not drive time, buddy.
I know. It is in Bangladesh, though. that's the best part. So, RJ, we start here on Straight Outta Vegas with what we saw last night on Hard Knocks on HBO. The Oakland Raiders have been the story of the offseason. Antonio Brown has been the story at Raiders camp. And on Hard Knocks, it all played out last night. Antonio Brown, the drama with the helmet, the recovery with the feet. That being said, what's the Vegas takeaway from your soon-to-be NFL franchise, the Raiders, so far?
Yeah, well, one thing, and I think we... Straight Out of Vegas had led the way with this take a year ago, literally a year ago. And the theory was that the Raiders were trying to bridge themselves to Vegas. Why? Because financially, Vegas was going to be so much better. So they hired Gruden. A lot of people, the people especially looking just on the football field, that's all they cared about. They said, wait a minute, you're paying this guy $10 million. Someone called 10 sticks a year. Average coach in the NFL, what, $5 million these days? Does that sound right?
Yep. Sounds right.
Okay. So you could say you're paying double. You could also say you're paying $5 million more. Let's look at it that way, $5 million more. People like Colin Cowherd, right here on the Fox Sports Radio Network, wait a minute, this guy's not one of the best coaches anymore. It's not 2006. So, and a lot of people might question if Gruden was one of the best coaches then. Right, Super Bowls tend to wash away a lot of sins, a lot of bad losses. Look at the Giants. Imagine if they had lost those 2 Super Bowls. How different would the sense of that organization be? Right. So to me, Gruden was a big question mark on the field. I think he still is. But Hard Knocks has proven to us beyond a shadow of a doubt that when it comes to bridging to Vegas, couldn't have done better. And that $5 million is a borderline rounding error. It's kind of like, oh, wait a minute. We didn't move the decimal there. Yeah, but, you know, we don't go up from 5. We go up from 6. Okay, then. That covers the $5 million. Now, you might say, come on. Well, let's look at the stadium naming rights. Just one revenue stream. Currently, the Raiders naming rights in Oakland... 0.0,
yep.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure of that. If anyone's got it differently, let me know at RJ in Vegas on Twitter. I think it's 0. Now, it's $25 million a year. Now, Fezzik, a man of high finance, he has a mansion, he has a yacht, used to be a vice president. What was the name of the company?
Transamerica.
Oh, you say like, oh, yes, Transamerica, really? Brad, you ever hear of Transamerica?
I have, actually.
Why?
Because he mentions
that. Oh, okay. Because your buddies are playing. Okay. So, Fez, you're a man of high finance. When you heard the $25 million number, you said, wow, for the lifetime naming rights, that's probably a pretty good deal for the airline, Allegiant, I think.
Yep.
And then it's like, oh, no, it's every year.
I could not believe it was a perpetuity slash annuity. Wow.
And the deal isn't in perpetuity, but the theory is when the deal is over, like you rent a house for a year, lease a house, at the end you've got the house still, right? So you lease it to the next guy. And if anything, naming rights are going to go up, right? Do we think the NFL is trending down in the next 20 years? Maybe in the next 50 or 100, you can talk about CTE and all that. So if anything, if I'm the Raiders and the choice was you can have 10 years, 250 mil for naming rights, or you can have, let's think about this then, it'd be four times as many. You can have 40 years for a billion. I'd take the 10 years. Now, as much as if they were going to pay me all the money now, fine. But if you're paying every year, in that 11th year, the naming rights go up. So wait a minute. If that delta from the current naming rights is 0.0 is actually 25 mil, you could have five Grudens with that extra 5 mil a year, and that's just one thing. And think about season tickets, luxury boxes, sponsorships, radio deals, TV deals. Now, you might say, well, what does that have to do with winning? Not a lot. But to me, this basic premise that football or any sport really that has a significant financial element, that all that matters is winning. I think winning is correlated to profitability, right? So if you look at the Spurs, whatever the Spurs are worth, if they hadn't won as much in the last 20 some years, they wouldn't be worth as much. Golden State right now in the NBA again is worth more than they were 5 or 6 years ago, more than the league has gone up, let's say, but they've gone up even more. Now, people might say, well, wait a minute. If it's all about Tim Duncan or it's all about Steph and Durant, how does that really affect the value of a brand 20 years from now? I think that's an interesting debate because on one hand, if winning is the result of institutional advantages, right? So you're in a big city like the Lakers are able to spend on free agency because their radio deal is so big. Now that makes the organization worth more. If you have a small market organization that tends just to win in a short term, and it's usually going to be about one or a handful of players or maybe a coach, how does that continue? When Popovich retires, and let's be candid, that core there of the current team that just makes the playoffs for the Spurs, it's hard to say that that's a young core, right? Fez, if I said over under Spurs wins from 3 years from now till 8 years from now. So 5 year span starting in 3 years. And let's say the average in the NBA is 41. Would you go over, under, over or under?
I'd go over.
Why? He was sure of the over. He has no idea why.
Well, when you have that brand and that history of winning, I think it carries forward.
Boy, that sounds... I mean, listen, I don't like to be critical of Fezzik, so I let the music be. So Fez, winning begets winning. It's more the same. Maybe if you have the same people there, that even assumes that the winning was not just luck, because luck happens sometimes. But once all the people are gone, what? And the Spurs didn't get free agency. I mean, the only thing you could say is because the kids grew up watching the Spurs that are now 22 or 23.
Right.
Well, how are they doing with free agency?
Not good.
So as we get further and further away from the dynasty, it will get better.
Won't get
it's
better.
It's square. Well,
but you set.
I like square.
People. But you set the number low. You set the number at 41. So that they only have to be average. Yeah.
So why would the Spurs be better than average?
Because you compare them to the Denvers and the Utahs and
Denver has a massive advantage at altitude. So does Utah. It's almost like you were making my point.
But if I'm a free agent, do I want to go to Denver, Utah, or San Antonio?
You don't want to go to any of them.
Fair enough.
So you just can see it.
I don't want to go to Utah or Denver.
Well, listen, you and your religious biases are not interested in. That's a joke. That's Steve Fezzik. I'm RJ Bell. Fez's religion is green money.
Yep.
I mean, really. I mean, this is a man. We're thinking of doing like a most interesting man in the world type spoof commercial. And we've got him on tape now saying, and even better for my underpick in this preseason game, lightning is expected in the second quarter or second half. I mean, what kind of mind does it take to celebrate possibly deadly weather because your total in a preseason game increases by 3% chance of winning? That's Steve Fezzik. It's all about money.
Guilty.
Is there any type... Let's say there was a... this is interesting. Let's say there was a country associated with terrorism, whereas just known as a borderline state sponsor of terrorism. But somehow they're in, let's say, the FIFA World Cup or whatever. I don't know how... I don't think FIFA really makes those assessments, right? So would you like... If you thought it was a great bet, would you bet the terrorist sponsoring state with any... Would there be any apprehension?
None.
And the funny thing is, he's 100% serious. Steve Fezzik, I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. Okay, so what we know is this. The Gruden hire was is a success already. They could go 0-16 this year. It won't affect them getting to Vegas, and it won't affect the excitement. Because if anything, and let's give credit to the Sixers for this, somehow losing in the most horrible, extreme fashion over a season or more, that is actually hip now. It's the process.
Yep.
Just today on The Ringer, the Browns, there's an article about, the Browns actually brought the process to the NFL, and it works. Just like it effectively works for the Sixers. I mean, the Sixers are what? One of the six best teams?
Yes.
For as long as, you know, they keep their core together? So anyone that questions that the process worked, well, you got 30 teams. They were one of the worst teams. If anything, there'd be a negative expectation that, if his team's been so bad for so long, we wouldn't expect them to be extra good other than draft choices. They said, let's go all in with draft choices, the Sixers. And now we got one of the six best teams. And it probably went as poorly as it could. They could have hit on just one more of their draft choices. I mean, Hanky, obviously, brilliant guy. I think what got him in trouble was that that trust the process became so well branded that there was a backlash against it. If it would have been a little less out there, but just enough to keep it, he wanted it out there because he wanted people to be able to understand what he was doing so he wouldn't be held accountable. But the Browns have done the same thing. So the Raiders go 0-16? I don't think they're going to. In fact, what's the season win right now?
Six.
And starting with Hard Knocks, what was it?
Six.
So no adjustment.
Zero.
And if you had to bet that, Fez, what would you bet?
I'd go under.
And what's the thinking?
The thinking is the schedule is so darn difficult with...
So you're back to this idea that they have two preseason games on the road.
Three.
Three in
three
a row.
Straight, yep.
Yeah.
And then somehow that's going to be this gigantic thing early in the year.
No, they've got six straight weeks they're away from home starting September 15th.
Okay, so is that counting the preseason or
no?
No. So three in a row, then they're home 1 week?
Home 2 weeks.
Okay, so they've recovered from that strenuous preseason.
Then they're away for six more weeks.
So 6 weeks, and that includes London?
Yes.
Okay, but really that's going to affect that team mostly in the fourth and fifth, you know, the final two games, wouldn't you say? Maybe three.
Well, yes, but I do think there would be some lingering problems from all the preseason travel. It's not optimal.
Hold on a second. I mean, you got Jonas laughing. You're telling me that if you have 3 weeks to travel in the preseason, I agree with you 100% here. Even if the starters aren't playing, the very act of traveling is, we've all gone places. And, you know, jet lag, there's a human reaction to flying. So I agree with that. But if you have 2 weeks to recover, right, effectively you got like 19 days before you travel again, right?
Right.
You've probably got over it if you're 22 years old.
It just hurts.
In a world class.
I agree.
It hurts you because if you try to play kickball right now, you'd be out of tomorrow's show, right?
Probably so.
Exactly. So you're saying there's like three games that – fourth, fifth, and sixth game out, in which, let's call it what, a 2-point adjustment
yes.
per game? And that's a lot. So there's like a net 6 points in the season that this travel inside of yours has given us. And how much is 6 points worth when it comes to wins?
That's worth like 1/5 of a win.
0.2. So your main handicap is that 0.2.
Well, and the fact they got to play all five of their opponents on the road are forecast to be winning teams. RJ, well,
if anything, that actually is a good thing if you're betting the Raiders. Because think about it. If you're a bad team to start with, you want to get, ideally, if I said, okay, you've got 16 games, I can make it where the 8 worst teams play you at home. My thinking is I'm not winning the road games anyway. Bring those worst games at home. Let me be favored by 4, right? So they're not supposed to. How many road games are you supposed to win when you're over under 6?
2.
Well, listen, we're gonna let Fezzik recover. I mean, this has been a barrage. It wasn't expected. It's just if he says something wrong, I owe it to the audience. When we come back, we're going to finish up, get Brad, and if Fez is okay, his take on Hard Knocks, and also talk about the 10-0-1 trend that we've been on top of that the Raiders fall into this week.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Outta Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of you, the fan. We will continue to take a look back at what we saw last night and how it affects the Raiders' upcoming season.
Thanks for joining us. We're Straight Outta Vegas and straight to you. You can listen to us, Fox Sports Radio, 200 stations, coast to coast. Also, the iHeartRadio app, foxsportsradio.com, and Sirius. Right now on the Strip, 109 degrees. 109. That's the hottest day of the year. The neon so far?
No.
What?
We had 110 a couple times.
We might have as a city, but not the RJ Bell Weather Report.
Good call.
That's the only, my mind, it's the official weather of Las Vegas.
So, RJ, we talked about last segment the Oakland Raiders and Hard Knocks and everything that goes into how we view the Raiders and all that from basically what we saw last night on HBO. But, look, I'm not trying to, stir the pot or try and play sympathetic or agitator here. You kind of gave it to Fez pretty good last segment.
Just the fact.
Look, it looked a lot like when they caught somebody cheating in casino. I mean, he used his door to open up the back room and then they took a hammer to his hand.
You left or right hand, Fez?
Left-handed from now on. Yeah. Right?
What are we talking about?
Same with the hammer.
So that being said, Brad, with all that going on right before your very eyes, any thoughts?
Well, hold on a second. Just one thing you should know, Brad.
Got a lot of holes in the desert.
Yeah, I don't like stepping in front of oncoming freight trains too often, but I kind of agree with Fez, RJ.
Agree with Fez in what regard?
With the Raiders under.
Okay, first off, I never said I disagree with the under. What I said was his only handicap was somehow he stumbled on these games. There's all these preseason games, and forget the 19 days of rest. Then he got 6 in a row. And I'm saying effectively this is a fifth of a win. That can't be your only handicap. So do you agree with the Raiders under, or you agree with his handicap of the 6 games? Or maybe both.
A little bit of both.
All right, so let's talk about the handicap.
Well, here's where I think the handicap makes some sense. I think with all the travel, and especially the Raiders playing a bunch of playoff teams during that run, I mean, looking at the Raiders' schedule, I mean, there's a really good chance they're going to start off the season like 1-6. And to me, at that point, I think there might be, even though they got a lot of winnable games after those first 7, RJ, I think at that point, I mean, what's 1-6 playoff?
Right, so what you're saying, not particularly articulately, but what you're trying to say, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the momentum, or I guess reverse momentum, so the slide would perpetuate itself.
Yes.
That the chance of, let's say they do go 1-6. So now, or I guess it'd be 1-7. Okay, so you're saying 8 games, and then the 9th game they're back home, right? Because there's 2 + 6, so 9th game back home.
Actually, the 8th game they're back home.
Okay, so what you said is so they play 2 games at home,
then 5 on the road, and 1 bye week.
Okay, so do you think they're going to stay on the road the whole 14 days during the bye?
No, they'll probably.
So when you say they're on the road for 6 weeks, you're just giving false.
They're not playing at home.
which is different, right?
Yes.
You want to apologize?
Sure.
Go ahead.
They play three on the road, then they have their bye week, then they play two on the road.
I want you to tell the nation that you are misleading them.
I'm sorry if I misled with that statement.
What you said was wrong. So if they listened to you, you misled them.
Yes,
if they ignored, the only way you didn't mislead them is if they ignored you.
I apologize.
Good. Now, Brad, here's my question. If they do go, and I think it's an interesting point, if they do go 1-5 and then they have that home game, right? You're saying, oh, because we're doing so poorly, let's just give up. I mean, not let's just give up on the season, but maybe they don't put that extra little bit of time in practice. Maybe Gruden starts to start younger guys. Like all the things where a season is, oh, but would that point be when you finally got home? Wouldn't there be a built-in excuse where Gruden could come out and do a big press conference? Now, I do think there's a chance of that, but I think it takes more than that run of two home games to start the season, then five road games in 6 weeks with no home games. And then I think if they somehow went 0-2 from there, I think that might be the case.
I agree with that.
But if anything, the optimism coming into those home games would be higher than a typical team with that record because you could excuse away some of those wins. So we can get there and we can try to parse this stuff as long as we want. And I hear you. I think you guys are right. But now let me see. The whole factor you said is worth a fifth of a win. So let's say I didn't think it was worth much. Maybe it's worth what? An eighth of a win? What else is going on with this Raiders team?
I think the distractions of your best player, AB, I mean, they took some of AB's player props off the board. Is there a for certainty that AB is going to play every game this season? I think that's
Which player is there a exactly 0% chance that he plays every game?
Well, I mean, I agree with that. There's always a chance for injury, but I mean, this is beyond injury. This is.
So wait a minute. You're saying that the Brown will choose not to play a game this year?
He chose not to play the most important game for the Pittsburgh Steelers last year.
Okay. So, but again, that as a Steelers fan, there's a lot of stories on that, right? Where was it Big Ben's fault? I mean, what do you consider to be the consensus story about that game he missed with Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I mean, Big Ben's fault. I mean, there was an argument between him and Big Ben. I mean, several arguments leading up to that.
Yeah. Well, remember now, Ben did have that picnic this summer. So I think things are looking good. I'm RJ Bell. That's Brad Powers. I think making a pretty good point. Steve Fezzik, let's transition to the Raiders in the preseason because there's a game in Canada against the Packers. Now, typically, game three of the preseason is, they call it the dress rehearsal. And what? The assumption, Fez, is that the starters play the whole first half and maybe a series in the third because they want them to get used to the timing of halftime.
Correct.
All right. Now, just in the last year or two, I mean, the first time I can remember, a greater than zero number of NFL teams have said, you know, we don't even need that half in the third preseason game. Let's not risk the starters. Because really, it's a balancing act between getting ready for the season and risk of injury. I don't think you could say a half of football is going to put extra miles on someone's knees. You know, whereas in an NBA, Kawhi Leonard playing 60 games versus 80, it not only helps that playoffs, but you can make the case helps prolong his career. I don't think that's what we're talking. We're talking about getting ready for the season versus injury risk. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. So, no one has given me the right answer on this yet. Because on one hand, what I've heard from really smart people is that because of the union agreement with the league that I think was 2011 now, they are not able to hit as much, not able to actually practice as much. And a lot of people are saying, oh, forget about young linemen now. They don't have time to develop them. And if you just look at the age of linemen and some of these 37-year-olds that in years past wouldn't be playing are still playing. So that's saying, man, they need more time. And then on the other hand, people are saying, we don't need four preseason games. In fact, the boy genius McVay, maybe we don't need to play our guys at all. How are those two things the case? Meaning specifically, if you listen to Belichick, and we talk about this every September, he considers September to still be like a quasi preseason where he wants to win, but he's willing to give up a chance of winning or some percentage chance, right? So let's say he did one thing, started some older linemen, 80% chance he wins a given game in September, Belichick. He starts some younger linemen, it goes to 65% chance. So a delta 15% down, but he believes it increases the chance of winning in January. If Belichick, the best coach, believes he needs more time, on the other hand, some of the young coaches are saying we don't need any time effectively of actual play. How does that reconcile?
That's a good question. I mean, in last year's Super Bowl, obviously, Belichick, I mean, the winner gets to tell the narrative, and I think Belichick ends up being right. And I'll say this
about... Well, but, I mean, all we're talking about, it's almost like saying, though, if someone bets black on roulette and wins. See, I was right. So that's very results-oriented.
I think what helped McVay last year, the Rams' three easiest games of the year were to start off the season, so I think he could afford doing that.
But isn't McVay doing the same thing this year?
He is. Absolutely. And I think there's a concern, and there's actually money coming in against the Rams in that week one game of the regular season.
All right. So in just a minute, we're going to talk about the Raiders in the regular season, or check that, in the preseason, because really, if you had bet them and bet Gruden, you're doing mighty good.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
We will have a best bet, your chance to make a little bit of coin on a Wednesday night. I'm Jonas Knox, the voice of You, the Fan. He's the voice of Vegas, RJ Bell.
Yeah, actually, in studio here, Dave Eschler, one of the pregame pros. He's going to be on our big NFL preview podcast, taping tonight, out tomorrow. You can get that. You can get Straight Out of Vegas. It's easy. Your favorite pod player, just search for RJ Bell or Straight Out of Vegas and subscribe. It's free. Shows are delivered for free. You don't even need Amazon Prime. It just comes to your phone. Multiple devices, it comes to all of them. Speaking of Belichick, we're going to get back to the Raiders. I tweeted this out at RJ in Vegas. If Belichick had had two careers, we'll call it Belichick number one and Belichick number two, okay? You following fast?
I am.
Okay. Tell me if you get confused at any point.
Belly one, belly two.
Now, what does that even mean?
They just put a nickname on him.
Belichick number one, this is the playoff active wins. So coaches, number of playoff wins. Belichick number one has 16 wins. Belichick number two has 15 wins, and Andy Reid has 12. Harbaugh and Carroll have 10. So both Belichicks would be one and two. Super Bowl wins, Belichick number one, three. Belichick number two, three. That's six, and there's six active coaches tied with one. So I don't know. If I was looking at a stock, I'd want to be buying some Belichick. Yeah. In the preseason, though, I'd be looking to buy Gruden. Now, here's a trend we gave you guys before the first kickoff, and it's been sweet, no doubt about it. We had four coaches that had more than five net wins above 500, so plus five or more. And we had two coaches that were more than minus five. So really good, really bad. So my thinking was, maybe we play the good ones and fade the bad ones. Now people might say, RJ, that's too obvious. No doubt. And usually being contrarian is the right way to go, especially in the NFL where the public has so much betting. But in the preseason, I believe the market historically, and I've been betting preseason heavy. I mean, back in the day, it was some of my biggest bets because I wasn't betting an amount. I had to worry about limits. So I'd bet eight, you know, when I was betting 300 a game, and the funny thing is like it was like 16 or 17, I was betting 300 a game. I'd bet 800 in the preseason because back in the day, pre-internet, I mean, this would have been early 90s, you know, late 80s. It was easy pickings. Brad, you worked for Phil Steele for, what, 7 years?
Yep.
Before the internet really took off, his preseason stuff was outstanding. He was moving markets. If all you did was bet his stuff, you would have did amazingly well.
Yep.
So now it's not as easy, but I think even now the marketplace undervalues the coach's desire to win. And the Raiders are on that list. So first of all, let's tick it off, or Gruden specifically. Let's tick off the four coaches that we want to bet on.
Baltimore, Harbaugh, Oakland, Gruden, Seattle, Carroll, Minnesota, Zimmer.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying playing blind, all right? I'm saying don't play against them. the two that we want to play against.
Atlanta Quinn, Dallas Garrett.
You know, tomorrow, let's get into Quinn. We started talking about this a little bit. Quinn's being considered now because there's been major line moves on these, right? Or some of these, for sure.
Yes.
And there's been a move betting against Quinn. And to me, Quinn started out his career not. Usually we're looking at the, or in fact, we're always looking at the C or the career long numbers. But Quinn started fine and he transitioned to being horrible. And to me, some of that might be small sample size. Some of it might be, oh, it's a streak, but how do we just disregard those first? So do you remember the numbers?
Yeah, 5-3 straight up, 4-4 against the spread for Quinn first 2 years.
Yeah. And you might say 4-4 is not great, but it isn't what it's been since, which is
0-11 straight up and against the spread.
So 11 straight losses against the spread, if it starts a career, that is not a small sample size. That's serious. That's over what? If I was 2001, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just randomly flipping a coin, getting 11 in a row. So, but if you start out 4-4, it isn't it's 11 in a row, but there's something else to consider. And now that the market seems to be so wanting to fade Quinn, maybe there's value going the other way. I'm pretty stubborn. If I think there's a 53% chance I'm going to be right, but it's like a hero bet, you know me. I like a little Hollywood. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. I think what we're seeing, though, Faz, you got to bet. I mean, you know, let's be candid. Our show, 200 stations, shows that tend to talk about what we talk about the day after our show. Won't name any names. And, hey, if you're going to steal, might as well steal from someone good. We'll take it. The fact of the matter is the market seems to be really moving. If you want to play this system, and by the way, 10-0-1 this year. That's undefeated. And this wasn't, oh, after the fact. We picked those six coaches. Fez did it objectively. He said, I'm going to use +5 as the demarcator. Everyone knew about it, and still they didn't adjust enough. In fact, Fezzik himself went against his own system because after it started 7-0, yeah. I said, Fez, I wonder, because I know his flaw. Fez's flaw is he's got so many millions of reps looking at things like a wise guy that when the best practice is contrary to typical wise guy stuff, which in this case, betting the obvious, he short circuits. I mean, he doesn't know what to say. So we decided on 55% that we would bet the rest of the games. Forget the 7-0 start. We were starting fresh. And you were like, gimme, 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 right?
Yep, but I'm 0-3-1.
0-3-1. So I'm feeling pretty good.
I am too. I jumped on that.
Well, see, that's what's funny. This is where stubbornness comes in. Because we had the $100 bet right here. Because on Straight Out of Vegas, if someone says something, you can fade it. It's $100. All right? Now, the bosses at FSR said you can do that, but don't bet too much. It will make people uncomfortable. We're on the podcast, we don't care. You can be uncomfortable, deal with it. And we bet 300 a crack there.
Yep.
So we bet last Wednesday, I think it was, on this. During the podcast, I said, Fez, I want to make you an opportunity to increase your bag, increase your exposure to your brilliant position. And somehow he said yes. And you could tell he didn't want to. True or not, but you didn't want to back down.
True.
And then Brad, literally like some type of snake in the grass waiting to wrap around someone's neck. It's like in bridge. If you open up the bidding again, that allowed Brad to bet against it. And now you were exposed for $100. Now you're exposed for 700.
It's like I've been doubled in bridge, tripled, quadrupled.
All right. So to finalize what we're talking about on the 10-0-1, now that people are betting it, if you want to bet it, try to bet the opener. And again, it's one of those things. Are you trying to win or are you trying to have fun? If you're trying to have fun, that's fine. But if you're trying to win, try to get ahead of these line moves because obviously the public is hip to this. And again, we've got those six. Fez, why don't you do this? Why don't you tweet out the six coaches? And so if you didn't get the list, just check Fezzik Sports on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K. And be careful to look at the line moves, though. If a line's moved 5 or 6 points, I get it. We're going against the close. I'm just not as anxious to bet it myself. When we come back, We got Yankees playing tonight.
Yep.
And also, I've got one other reason I think the Raiders are going to be especially good bet this weekend.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and it's the pregame show you've always wanted, and it's money-making time here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is Straight Out of Vegas here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox, RJ Bell, Brad Powers, and Steve Fezzik here on FSR. And guys, we do have a final thought here on the Oakland Raiders as they embark to Canada for a preseason game and head into the regular season.
Yeah, you're an AC/DC fan, Jonas?
Yeah, some of their stuff.
Oh, I tell you, the Bon Scott days. Check it out on YouTube. Last thing on this Raiders team, and Fez, you're the first guy I heard talk about this. We all know handicapping 101 in the preseason says, oh, you got a quarterback battle, 1 and 2. Look out. Why? Because the team is really focused on performance and such. This isn't as obvious with the Raiders, but I think it matters.
Yeah, so we got a quarterback battle for the number 2 spot, Glennon against Peterman. And anyone who's watching Hard Knocks, you can see Chucky cares about this. He's spending so much time with both guys, both in practice and paid so much attention when they played Arizona last week. He wants to get and evaluate both of these players to get his backup quarterback.
Chucky?
Chucky.
Is that, I mean, did you deliberate saying that or did it just happen in the moment?
Just happened.
That's kind of scary. But I do think he's right in this case, in that you got to remember, it's not just how focused the quarterbacks are. It's the supporting cast. They want to do right by each given quarterback. Maybe the Raiders play the second string line a little longer for the second quarterback in, or third quarterback in this case. So to me, there's a lot of reasons I think that second and third string battle matters. And oh, by the way, if you want to get depressed, look at what the backup that wins this will make this year. And then you can really wonder what we prioritize in this country.
Well, maybe you can make up a little bit of that difference there between the backup and yourself, because we do have a TV bet coming up later on. Steve Fezzik, the Yankees are at the A's. It's on ESPN. It's a 10 p.m. Eastern time opening pitch.
Yeah, so Dave Esler, who's in studio, but a little tired. He doesn't want to get on the mic. He says, listen, Fez never makes a mistake. Such a pro. Let's let him do it. So this is a pick Esler likes a good bit, a best bet. And you like it too, Fez.
Yeah, it's a TV bet for me. So I like it, RJ. I bet it, but I bet it small. I like Oakland minus the $1.20. Oakland's been really good at home. 41-24 straight up. And I like the Oakland pitcher, Fiers, who's been really good at home. He's got a whip of 1.0 at home. So he's pitched very well at home. I like Oakland.
You know, it feels like I'm hearing more A's talk in the last couple of days than I have in a while. And I'm always worried when the conversation trends that way, that the average batter is going to be more inclined to say, you know, A's are playing, yeah, they're in the playoff hunt. So I'm not saying I dislike it, but I would have liked it a week ago, all things equal, better, I think.
You know, RJ, following his comment in which he said Zeke, Jerry Jones seemed a little bit frustrated. He defended himself when asked about the commentary that apparently angered Zeke's agent and said, I've earned the right to joke with Zeke. Nonetheless, the Cowboys running back is still a holdout.
And I'll tell you this, it felt genuine to me, Jonas. I mean, meaning Colin's been talking a lot about Jerry Jones as Machiavelli and he's moving the chess pieces. It really felt like that emotion was genuine, that anger, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no, he seems like he's frustrated. It seems like the way in his tone, the way he talked about it, that he was a guy who is still bothered by the fact that a player that he supported is still choosing to take this avenue and can't even take a joke.
And I'll tell you this. This makes me like the Belichickian approach even better. What is that? It's business, baby. You can come to my house for Christmas dinner after you're retired, but you're going to be retired from the Patriots when we think you're retired. And you might say, oh, that's cold-blooded. Well, what's the alternative? Is players deciding what teams owe them, and then teams now deciding what players owe them? To me, everyone has a different assessment of what loyalty means, what they owe somebody. I'd rather have none of it, just do business.
The Odd Couple is coming up next on many of these Fox Sports Radio affiliates. We are Straight Out of Vegas, back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio and on the iHeartRadio app.
Straight Out of Vegas!